This is Jerry Gaffney here with my teacher Tony O'Rourke with lesson 85 of the Irish Guitar Podcast. And today, Tony, we have a reel that sounds like you wrote it.
Well, Jerry, it's called I Rourke's, and as much as I'd like to claim credit for it, this composition is not mine to claim. This tune was in circulation a long, long time ago. It was recorded amongst many other people by the great Michael Coleman. Now, this tune is normally played in A Mixolydian. So, you will need to capo up to the second fret. And also, something that I've spoken about before, make sure that you own a quality capo. Not one of those ones with the elastic bands that you strap around the neck. Elastic bands are fine for pajamas, but not for capos. Just for the record, I use a Kaiser capo positioned flush with the fret. Now, for the tune, you'll see that there are no sharps or flats in the key signature, as this tune is in a G Mixolydian mode, which contains the same notes as a C major scale. So there's no F sharp in the G Mixolydian mode. Or to look at it another way, it's like a G major scale, but with a flattened seventh, F, instead of the regular seventh, F sharp. Now, in terms of chords, in the G Mixolydian mode, you can expect to see the F chord appear as one of the main chords, as it does here. G to F in a tune almost always indicates Mixolydian, or A to G for A Mixolydian, or D to C for D Mixolydian, and so on. Note that I use the E note on the fifth fret of the second string in bars 1 and 3 rather than an open E. I simply find this way of fretting more convenient, not so much from the fretting hand point of view, but it saves me jumping a string with my picking hand. Also note that the A part is a 4-bar section repeated, whilst the B part is an 8-bar section without repeat, thus giving us a 16-bar reel. The double bar lines at the end of the tune indicate the end of a section, not a repeat. It is two dots that indicate a repeat. And so if the dots are not there, there's no repeat. And when you hear the end of the tune, you'll note that I stop midstream, so to speak. This tune doesn't resolve. And the way that I end the tune is what an unresolved tune sounds like. Now, I think in one of the previous lessons we were referring to confusing tune names. And this is another case where there's often some confusion. This tune is sometimes called the Wild Irishman, incorrectly. Now, the story goes that Michael Coleman recorded both tunes as a set. But, and we're going back now to the 1920s, I think it was, but that the printers of the LP cover, as they were in those days, they printed the tunes the wrong way around. And ever since, there's been confusion over the titles. So some people think that the Wild Irishman is O'Rourke's, and some people think that O'Rourke's is the Wild Irishman. Nowadays, with digital technology, printing errors on CD covers are rare. But back in time, when more mechanical ways were used to print LP covers, mistakes not often occurred, but they did occur. In my collection of records, for instance, and cassettes and CDs, I've two recordings, both of them vinyl LPs, where the track listings are all over the place. Now, I say both of these recordings are absolutely wonderful albums. And one of them is an album that I probably got more tunes off this album than any other album. It's an album called Back to the Glen by that great Galway band, Shaskeen, which this particular album over the years has been released on a number of different labels. Now, my copy was on Pickwick. And there are four tracks that are in the wrong order. Totally in the wrong order. The other album that comes to mind where there's incorrect track listing is by the great bluegrass fiddler Byron Burline playing with the Dillards. And it's an instrumental album. And I think it's just called Picking and Fiddling. And the track listings on the sleeve notes in no way correspond to the order that they appear on the record. I must stress, though, that the music on both of these albums is of the highest order, and I number both albums amongst my all-time favourites. But it's just one of the many ways tune titles get confused.
As if we needed any more confusion with the names of Irish tunes. Anyway, let's remind listeners that they can download Book 5, which contains this and all 18 lessons in the series for $9 US from irishguitarpod.com.
And now we'll have the tune at a slow pace and then at a regular pace. And I'll see you all next week with an equestrian tune.
We look forward to it, Tony.